from that was that if you are an amateur radio operator and you want to know how to, you know, help your community or contribute when the WARNS system is activated, that is how you contribute, because the information that you give the net controller goes to the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport. They clean it up and spit it back out to the community, and it's broadcast over the Paris Mountain weather radio. Or at least that's how I interpreted it to happen, and I thought that was really, really impressive. For station ID.
This day and time with the internet, they do what they call NWS chat. The net controls do that, send it to the weather service that way. This day and time, they do. To them, while they're holding the net up, let's see, you got WRARW is one controller, KK4NTI is another, WB4LZT is another, let's see, and Billy Sapp is one, that's about, let's see, two, three, four or five right there of your Sky1 net controllers.
Let me make sure I got it. KK4NTI was the net controller I listened to, and so there were another interesting thing that I noticed was that there were a couple of stations who reported in from evidently they had a weather station at their home, so they were reporting in what their weather station was seeing. And I found it very interesting that KK4NTI asked them, are you reporting visual or are you reporting off of a weather station? This particular call reported a weather station, and he said, okay, what kind is it and has it been calibrated? And the station reported what it was, and yes, it had been calibrated. And the other thing that I heard was a operator checked in trying to report what he was seeing weather-wise. And let me let it drop. That particular call was seeing did not meet the reporting criteria. So in other words, you can't just call net control and say, okay, well, it's drizzling rain and the wind's 10 miles an hour. I want to be clear about this. He was not rude at all. He was very professional with the way he handled himself. And he just said, okay, that does not meet the reporting criteria for this net. If you have a weather condition you want to report, it must meet certain criteria. So when you go to the Skywarn webpage or any Skywarn webpage, they will give you reporting criteria that will trigger you as an amateur call to report. Let me let it drop. Size, winds in excess of 58 miles per hour, flooding or flooding with personal damage, any lightning strike that creates damage, or let's see, there's one more in there. There's a whole list of them, but it's important to know that if you check into that, if you want to contribute to your community, then know what the reporting criteria is, so you're not clogging up a net reporting something that's not relevant. The other thing I'd like to add is that shortly after that call came through, I listened to that call on the radio, the storm came through here and temporarily knocked the power out here. So it wasn't off long, but it shut the power down. I lost the radios. I didn't lose them damage-wise. They just shut down. I lost the modem, so I could no longer track the weather on with the radar using the internet. And I did not like that at all. So, and Andy, we've come for full circle here. So the battery backup, I fixed that. And here's the other thing that is kind of, I did not realize, but is pretty important. Let me let it drop. When the KO4NUE for station ID, when Paris Mountain broadcasts the weather, what's where the storm is moving, because it is voice and voice only, as far as the community is concerned, you need to know what towns are south, north, east, and west of you. And I'm ashamed to say that I didn't know if Spartanburg was east of me or west of me. I've never thought about it. And when you listen to a weather alert coming over the weather out of Paris Mountain, it specifically will tell you the storm is this wide, it's moving this fast, and it's moving in this direction. So, up on the wall went a South Carolina map, so that I can see the counties and the cities. And if that happens again, I know what is north, south, east, and west of me, so I can track that storm, or whatever the situation may be. It's a pretty neat system, and I was really impressed with it, to be honest with you. I really was. A KO4NUE for station ID.
The other station, go ahead.
CHY, name here is Keith, by the way, Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel over in Seneca. And they will periodically, I believe it's the National Weather Service, or at least when I went over there it was, they'll periodically give Skywarn training with all the COVID stuff and everything. I haven't been really keeping up with the schedule lately, but yeah, Billy would know about it. Billy and Tommy would know about it if they do have one scheduled. I'd like to go to another one, but it's pretty interesting. They, you know, give you the mechanics of storms as they're coming in, and tell you how to estimate hail size and wind speeds and that sort of thing. It's pretty interesting class. I definitely need a refresher though.
AI 4LCI. Right now, at present, you have to do it online right now until they had something that, what was it that they was doing? They were doing something over there. Oh, yeah. Back during Sky One Recognition Day, about a little over a week ago, they had a combination of Sky One Training and Sky One Recognition Day, but you know, that's too late now, and they done it, was doing it over there, I think, at Spartanburg, too. So it's, you know, a little late now, but most of the time you got to go online to do it. Back to you, Chad, KI4LCI.
The other thing is, in the station log, I've got a station log here, not a log, but a binder. With, you know, if with all of my pertinent things for the radios and weather, and you know, if I lose memory on a radio, I have all my frequencies and PL tones printed off, so I know where to go if something goes wrong with the radio and I can't get to the internet. One thing that I found very interesting was that Skywarn has a handwritten form. It's called a SWO-1. That is a form you can print off to put in your log, so that if you need to collect information to give to a net controller, then you know, you can write all that information down and report it into the net controller. The other thing is that the National Weather Service also has a fillable form that you know, it populates on your phone, and you fill that out and you text it to, I don't know, wherever it goes when you text it. I'm assuming it goes to Greenville-Spartanburg. So, you know, anybody can be a Skywarn reporter. But boy, it sure is a whole lot faster with a radio, and I just thought the guys up in Seneca, I think it was Oconee, when that bad storm came through 5-6 months ago, man, I mean, they were on it. I mean, they were out in their vehicles, and they were just sending information just lickety-split. And the net controller was collecting it, and he was, I mean, just very professional. And I swear within 5 minutes, that was coming back out over the Paris Mountain weather radio. And I just thought that was really neat.
It's 255. Go to station, go ahead.
KR4LCI4ID. 4CHY. Yeah, I was going to mention, I'm glad you, I had to step out a little bit ago, Andy. I'm glad you mentioned that there's a handful of net controllers over there that they do a really good job of disseminating the information and covering for each other, too. I know I've heard Tommy have to scramble for a time or two, so. And somebody's always there to jump in. Over.
Kinda around when they put this repeater, when they first put this repeater up on Caesar's head. And I know some of these Skywarn net controllers. Like I was just saying earlier, Billy was out there at our Pickens Races meeting here just this past Tuesday evening, so. I kind of know Billy rather well and WB4LZT. I knew him before I even had my own ham license, because I saw him operating on Simplex many, many decades ago in the early 80s up on Sassafras Mountain on his mobile before I'd ever even pursued getting a ham license. And WR8RW used to be club president for Briars prior to about 2 years ago, somewhere thereabouts. So he and I have gotten to know one another quite well, so I know about all of them. And I check in on the Skywarn net 7:30 on Tuesdays, Thursdays when I can, to try to keep up to date on certain things. The other station over there in Oconee, go ahead, KI4LZI.
I met Billy and Tommy and WR8RW over at that last Skywarn training I went to, which has been a couple of years ago now, maybe three. But yeah, good bunch of fellas. Yeah, I'm usually, like, even yesterday, I had switched over just to make sure there was nothing bad coming our way. Thankfully, it calmed down before it got over to us, but boy, it sure did a lot of damage on the way. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I bought a DX Commander while back, and I had been cutting elements, just got my last element cut and soldered up, and I'm about to start doing some ground radials, so I'm going to go ahead and start cutting them up and say 73s to you two guys, and y'all have a good night, good talking to you, and we'll catch you later down the log. KN4CHY, be clear out of y'all's mouth.
DHY, KO4NUE, 73, sir. Enjoyed the QSO and enjoyed all the information. So be safe. I'll be clear with you, sir.
We'll talk to you later at some point in time, KI4LCI. Yeah, when it comes to such matters as that, we do exercise, or I'm going to tell you about an exercise we done. I don't remember when it was back. I believe it's 2 years ago. We done a statewide type exercise, and me and another station was out at the... You know about the Cannon Hospital out there, Chad. He and I was out there, and it was statewide, and we was going through the heart system. The 145.37 was for the general part of it, and the 441.675 was for the hospitals to communicate. We done a statewide exercise back at that time. I'm trying to remember. It had to have been 2 years ago. Seemed like it was 2 years ago running that range.
You'd be surprised at what you can do when you try. And I was really shocked when I started to get into this whole radio thing. I'll be honest with you, though, and tell you that the time that I heard all of that going on with the Warrens Network, when that storm came through, I did not understand what was happening. I didn't even know what a net was. But, you know, here 6-8 months later, I wrote a lot of things down as that net took place. So I could, you know, try to teach myself, well, what does this mean? He said that. What does that mean? And da da da. So I wrote a lot of stuff down. And in my logbook, and just kind of forgot about it. I didn't think that much about it, you know. And then one night, when I started asking questions, I brought it up. And as Larry and Walt and Gary and people started answering questions, it all started to make sense. And I was just thoroughly impressed of what a backbone was here that most people don't know is here. And most operators don't know is here. But also just how important it is to know, you know, where to go, how to use your radios, and so on and so forth, because you have to be able to put those two together. And if you can't, it's just, you know, not too useful. But if you can ever make it connect, oh boy, it's game on. KO4NUE for station ID.
KO4NUE for ID. Oh, I'll tell you here on this here, if you go back many, many decades ago, it was a lot different then than it is now. All Sky1Net controls, what they use, got that, what they do it, send it by the internet, that kind of thing didn't used to exist years ago, and a lot of times they had to have a station over at the, was it over there at the GSP in itself. There was a time many, many years ago where they had ham over there at the weather station. And they listened in on what was going on. You take in the late 70s and the 80s, back during that day and time, Skyphone was where we're at right now back in those days, here on 610. And a lot of things went different then than they go now because of, you know, you was back in time.
I guess that was, I guess you'd have to look at that as probably early development, you know. I think the important thing for me, taken out of what you just said, Andy, is that somebody, probably amateur radio operator, at some point just took the initiative to, you know, just be a part of his community and try to contribute from the radio side, and being able to see how important it is to link all of that is important, I guess. But the thing that I don't understand with all of this Warns and SC Heart Network is, let me let this drop. I mean no disrespect in at all in saying this, but the amount of effort that went into being able to link repeaters to move information across the state for emergencies or so on and so forth, that can become moot with HF, with the understanding that, you know, there's some propagation there you might have to deal with. But it just seems like to me that, you know, HF would be the better way to do that. But that's way above my pay grade. But at any rate, the system's there and it works. And it's, from what I've seen, it was very professional. And it works really well. I had to do my part as an operator to try to understand it and know where to go and what to do. KO4NUE for station ID.
Well, the guy, HF has its place. It's just there's times when you can't get nothing through on HF sometimes. And here with all these, linking all these repeaters up like that, you have a better shot at it. But you're right, HF's got his place like that. Hurricane Watch net. And let's see, well, you bumped into that and bags at the Hurricane Watch net. And back then when Katrina happened, I was still had a, like I said, I had a receiver here, and 40 meters was hopping with activity, it was at that time, coming out from up there, from down there, up here and back, all kinds of forms of traffic on 40 meters at the time. HF has its place, you just gotta know which is the best to use for the time you're in.
Yeah, so I just, you know, it has taken me several months to compile all of this information and put it into, you know, a digestible format. But the other night I did a test Zoom meeting with one of my club members just to help me get the slides in order and, you know, make it look nice and professional and this, that, and the other. And I mean, it's a pretty neat system. It really is. But if, like I said, if you don't know it's there or how to participate in it, it's a moot point. But the key here is that there are operators out there who are dedicated to making that work and are dedicated to the community. And I think they don't get near the enough credit they deserve. But at any rate, that's my thoughts on the matter. And KO4NUE for station ID.
Tells the guy, I know many times when the N4LRD has showed up out here at our meeting, I've commented to him many, many times. I don't know how in the world he keeps all that going on the warning system, how he manages to do it. As he admits, he enjoys doing it, and when he's not working his normal job, he's working something on a warning system somewhere to make a repair here, there, or whatnot, and they're still trying to expand the warning system out, but that's about all N4LRD ever does is when he's not working, as he's doing something to the system somewhere to maintain it. A lot of people don't understand that's a lot of maintenance in itself to keep these things going.
I was talking to somebody last night, or not before last. I think a good analogy is when my kids come in the ham shack and they're looking at all the radios and the maps and all the stuff in here. And, you know, I push the button and I'm talking with somebody, you know, halfway across the world. When I release the mic, they look at me like, well, is that it? Is that all? And I used to get, you know, a little angry about it, but now I just laugh because what you just talked about in 4LRW, I believe that's what you said, Andy, is that I don't think generally people understand the amount of work that goes into something like that. I know I don't. I've got an idea, but to do that, just to be a contributor to your community, for community awareness, I guess. And the amount of effort that's gone into to make that work, and that they're not fazed by people looking at them and going, is that it? I think we generally people take things for granted until it's gone, and when it's gone, then that's when they usually see. But KO4NUE for station ID.
Richard's call is N4LRD. N4LRD. That's his call.
Well, next time you see N4LRD, you tell him KO4NUE said thank you. And if he says for what, you just tell him, he just told me to say thank you, and just leave it at that.
He's out at our meetings most of the time. I know you wasn't able to, but if you'd been able to come this past Tuesday night, you could send it to him in person.
Andy, I got to be honest with you and tell you that I would love to contribute to that system. And I've talked with, oh my goodness, what's his name? You starts with a M. It slips my mind now. The deal with that is I live 50 minutes from that area. I do have a deer camp up there, but I don't live there. And if something that's that important, you know, from emergency communications, if you can't contribute 100% or be dependable to the people that need you to be dependable because of distance, it's probably best not to contribute at all because I am so far away. And I hope they understand that, but, you know, that's just the way it is, I guess.
They dropped that requirement, as I told you before, about that, but we got one ham that lives over at Blue Ridge, and he's been coming over here longer than I've had my ham license. Eric KO4MZ and Randall WR4XM, they both got repeaters up on Caesar's head, and he's been coming over here for decades upon decades, and been okay. I know they come up with that, what they told you, but not long after that, they changed it and said that it would be okay. But I'd like for you to meet some of these people yourself, though, like M4LRD, WR4XM, you know, some of these different people over here in Newark. That's just like what I've learned over years about these repeaters and linking systems and all. Had I not been with some of them and helping them out, I wouldn't have known some that I know now. And I'm going to have to go because it's about time that I got to take my insulin. But we'll carry on later. KO4NUE, KI4LZI.
Andy, KO4NUE, I'll be clear, Andy, 73, I'm going to secure my station. Be safe, bud. I'll talk at you later.